May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 312. Ye tempted souls, reflect whose name 'tis you profess. Your master's lot you must expect, temptations more or less. Hymn 312.
the holy word of God. Let us turn to read this evening in the prophecy of Daniel, and reading part of chapter 9. The prophecy of Daniel, chapter 9. And we will read the first 19 verses. Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in the name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day. To the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. May the Lord grant his blessing upon his own holy and sacred word unto us each. May he help us to pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, that rulest the heavens and rulest the earth, be mindful of us here, Lord, this night, that our worship, our gathering together in thy name, is not in vain. For thou art faithful that hath promised that even where two or three are gathered together in thy name, there thou art in the midst of them. Lord, may we know that presence amongst us here tonight. Has it not been prayed for? And Lord, in the knowledge of thy presence, affect our hearts and deliver us, Lord, from all nature's hardness, unbelief and carnality, and make our hearts soft, receptive, Lord, to thy holy word, receptive to the sound of thy voice. Lord, not my words, as we look into thy word to be heard only, but thyself speaking through the pages of the Holy Scriptures, that there may be the feeding of our souls to grant us a spiritual prosperity, to do us, Lord, good for the hope of eternal life. We thank thee, Lord, that we can come. And we thank thee, Lord, for every desire in our heart to be found here. Left to ourselves, Lord, there are many places upon this earth where we would seek to be. But Lord, ever cause thy Spirit to rule our heart, to be gathered together in thy name with thy people, around thy word, and in thy holy presence. So may thy blessing, Lord, rest upon each one of us here tonight. May thy doctrine drop as the rain. May thy speech distill as the dew. For the rain and the dew, Lord, it is life to a barren earth, and causes the seed to take root downward, and in due time bear fruit upward. Lord, so may that gracious rain of thy mercy be known in each of our hearts. Lord, may there be the breaking up of our fallow ground, the sowing of the seed of thy word of truth, and, O Lord, in due time to bring forth some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, to the honour and glory of thy great and holy name. Oh, do help us, Lord, to be much in prayer. For, Lord, we have hearts that would take us our own way, in ways that seem right unto us, for the benefit of our earthly good and the satisfaction of our own pride and our own heart's desires and the lusts of our flesh. And Lord, in that way there is sin, there is iniquity, there's adding sin unto sin. And Lord, this night we are sinners, for we have transgressed thy word. We have transgressed thy law. Lord, we, like sheep, have gone astray and turned to our own way again and again. O Lord, do have mercy upon us and call our wandering spirit back when we forsake thy ways. For thy ways are not our ways. Thy thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, they are much higher than ours, and we cannot perceive them. We cannot lead ourselves into them. But bring us, Lord, into the way of everlasting life. Lord, do draw us and bring us into the way that is Jesus Christ and his shed blood, the way of salvation, believed on and walked out by faith, looking unto Jesus. Oh, the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely one. Lord, may this be our portion as we continue in these earthly days. Lord, do deliver us from the power of our own heart, for they are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and they do not teach us and lead us the right way. Lord, hear the prayers of each one that have come in here tonight, seeking to be led into, confirmed in, and kept in that way everlasting, that way which is Christ, the knowledge, Lord, of thy redeeming love, that love shed abroad in their heart by the Holy Ghost, those, Lord, that long to know that sweet assurance of their pardon sealed and peace with God. O Lord, we commend them to Thee, and may none of us be an exception to it. Bless Thy word, Lord, to the good of each soul. Remember any, Lord, unable to be here tonight, who would be here if they could. Lord, Thou knowest the reasons why, whether it is sickness, duties, responsibilities. Lord, the things that may have suddenly arisen in their pathway. But Lord, do remember them. Remember them for good. And may they know Thy presence is with them and hear and answer their prayers. Lord, we do pray for each one, youngest to the eldest. Lord, to be with the children, the little ones, the babes. Oh, we commend them to Thee. Thou'lt watch over them and keep them from all harms, dangers, and every evil. Lord, put within them by Thy Spirit that desire to know more of Jesus Christ and the way of truth. O Lord, do feed their young souls as the sacred scriptures are read to them. And Lord, do confirm them as the lambs of Thy fold. May they grow in Thy grace, in the knowledge of Thy love. And Lord, do teach them and help them how to pray. Lord, do bless all the dear children in Thy tender care and fit them for heaven to live with Thee there. Lord, help those at school. Keep them from the evil. Keep them, Lord, from Satan's mighty powers as he seeks, Lord, to poison the minds and the hearts of the children through evil teachings. Help parents, Lord, in bringing up their children in the nurture and admonition of Thee. Lord, do hear their prayers and bring forth fruit to their labours. Lord, so bless the families, Lord, that seek to live to Thine honour and to Thy glory. Lord, remember the older children, the young people. Lord, those growing into adulthood, in their higher education, in their occupation, in their locations. Lord, wherever they are, do watch over them and uphold them day by day. Keep them, Lord, from being tempted. Oh, we've sung that Satan even tempted Christ with the ifs and the buts. But, Lord, do help the young people to hold fast by faith to Thy word of truth, committing their way unto Thee, trusting also in Thee. And Lord, do bring to pass, in answer to their prayers, that which is for their temporal good and for their eternal good. Lord, do be with them in friendships. Lord, do be with them in the marriage bond. Remember those, Lord, who hope to be married. We commend them to Thee. And Lord, to bring to pass that day, could it be Thy will with Thy blessing upon it, and Thy presence known and felt. Remember those that are married. Lord, do watch over them day by day and help them in the pathways of life. Give them that threefold cord which cannot be broken, that love to each other, and that love to thee through thy love for them. And Lord, where thou hast blessed with children, O Lord, grant thy gracious presence as we have prayed. And so may they know that thou art their God, an unseen guest ever at hand, to rule and to reign and to direct in all that concerns them. Lord, be with those in business. Lord, be those that carry much duty and responsibility. Lord, do help them in these difficult days. Keep them upright and honest. Give all needed wisdom and grace in the times of temptation and when facing those, Lord, that do not fear thy name and perhaps are given over to fraud and dishonesty. O Lord, do bless the labours of the hands of those that fear thy name and seek to do that which is right in thy sight. Lord, we do pray for all. Remember those of older age, those, Lord, who may have sicknesses, Lord, those who have troubles in their lives of one form or another. Lord, do hear them as they commit their way to thee, pouring out their heart before thee. Lord, do sanctify the pathway of life to the good of each of our souls and prepare us for the end of our days. For Lord, we know not when that will come. For some of us, Lord, it will be sooner. For some, Lord, it will be longer. Lord, we know not what another day may bring forth. O Lord, do give that knowledge within our own souls that we are thine and thou art ours. And help us, Lord, to live uprightly to the honour and glory of thy great and holy name. Lord, remember those that have office here in the church. Lord, be with the deacons. Undertake for them. Hear and answer, Lord, their prayers. And bless their labours. And grant that great unity, that sweet unity of thine, Lord, in the church. And in all the exercise that concerns them. Lord, grant that unity of thy spirit. In the bond of thy peace. Lord, be with each of the congregation. Grant that unity, Lord, amongst all that worship here. And raise up that good hope through thy grace in the souls of everyone. O Lord, could it be thy will? Wilt thou not grant a settled ministry, Lord, in this place? Thou knowest, Lord, what prayers and exercise are laid before thee. Lord, may it be that thou wilt speak and answer in those prayers and say to one, come over to Macedonia and help us. Lord, so may it be. Lord, remember thy people. Hear their prayers. Forgive our many sins. Hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, do forgive. We ask all things in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen.
In 612, in every believer, two armies are seen, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. In Christ he is perfect and free from all guilt, yet in himself evils are both seen and felt. Hymn 612.
complete dependence upon our gracious Lord and God, that he may be mindful of us to open up to us the truth of his holy and sacred word. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the chapter we read in the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 9, and the first part of verse 19. Daniel 9, verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. The whole verse reads, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. It's 19th verse of this 9th chapter of Daniel. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Dear friends, these words are the words of a godly man. At the end of a prayer, when he has a heavy case, Daniel is in captivity, surrounded by the ungodly. And although the Lord has been mindful of Daniel and of others in the captivity, there has yet been no deliverance. Daniel had been there from the beginning. So we can say he has been there of the order of 70 years. And then this time comes. Not by chance, but a time that is appointed of Almighty God, who ruleth all things in heaven and upon earth, who is ever mindful of his people and has appointed all things that he determines to come unto them. Daniel came to a day of understanding. In the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Dear friends, taking this portion of scripture here personally and spiritually, do we know, and have we known, a days of captivity? Surrounded by the powers of evil, of ungodliness. And although we fear, we feel within us, or we are not in our right place, we desire for liberty. A desire from being set free from that which captivates our hearts and our minds. We do not as yet know any deliverance. And perhaps you're in fear. Fear that you'll spend all your lives in such a state as that. subject. Yes, to the nature of your own sinful hearts. You've just sung a hymn, haven't we? In every believer to arm is a scene. The new man of grace and the old man of sin. But dear friends, it's the old man of sin that seems to predominate, doesn't it? Captivated, held. And day by day you mourn over those things which are so ungodly. And how temptations in the evil world around you seems to affect you. And perhaps captivated by the duties and responsibilities of life that take up all your time and attention. And there seems to be little thought, little time, maybe little desire to meditate upon the Word of God. Captivated by the things of time and earthly carnality. Oh, dear friends, what a wondrous thing it would be, isn't it? And what a wondrous thing it is when such a tried and tempted soul is brought to a day of understanding. That understanding being of the mercy and the grace of God. Daniel was in this captivity because of sin. Not just necessarily his own sin, although he confesses his own sin, but of the sins of others, the sins of the people at large. And dear friends, you might find yourselves in a captivity in the days of mourning because of all that goes on around you, and particularly regarding the church at large, in which the Lord has a controversy against in these days. Oh, how we see a parallel, don't we? In these times, again and again, in the Old Testament, in the days of the Jews, and today. Where the Jews, because of their rebellion and their sinfulness, are permitted to be overtaken by the nations, their enemies round about. And the church today, the professing church today, because of its sin and departing from the Word of God, are overcome by the ungodly of the nation and the rulers of the nation. But dear friends, let me keep personally for a time. When Daniel came to this time to understand that all these things were in the Lord's hand, his time was in the Lord's hand. And this God was a God of mercy. Oh, he was a righteous God. One that held fast to his word, even in the bringing of this chastening. Even in the bringing of this punishment upon them, to bring them into a low state. Dear friends, he was faithful to his word in bringing this distress upon them. And therefore is he not faithful to all his word? What do we read in Isaiah? For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. Well, dear friends, 70 years maybe is a moment, isn't it, in the being of an eternal God. 1,000 years are as one day, and one day is 1,000 years. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Dear friends, where the Lord has placed a tender fear in your heart, that trembling at the captivity of sin, the Lord is faithful that hath promised. He will deliver thee. For it is he that hath brought you into this sorrow over your sin, and the fear of what your captivity may bring you to. And oh, for the Lord to give you that understanding that he is faithful that hath promised. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Don't we sometimes sing a hymn? A sinner is a holy thing. The Holy Ghost hath made him so. The work of the Spirit. Now that's what Daniel was brought here to see through the teaching of the Spirit. That which was written in the book of the words of Jeremiah. Oh dear friends, how sweet when we're brought to see and understand and believe by faith. The faith, dear friends, of a faithful God. The words of everlasting life. The words of redeeming love. The words of the forgiveness of sins. The words of the mercies of God. The words of the love of God through the gift of his Son. Dear friends, that brings hope. And you know that hope brings you to prayer. It did Daniel, didn't it? I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. Dear friends, it wasn't just a casual prayer. It was that determined, fervent prayer when all the things of daily life, all the things of his earthly good, they were cast aside. His was an urgent, pressing case because there was yet hope in the Lord, and the Lord will be inquired of to do it for them. Well, those were the words of Ezekiel, weren't they? Who prophesied in the captivity. The Lord was able to raise up again a Jerusalem, to give them men like a flock. And the Lord, oh, the God of Israel, would be inquired of for it. Oh, the importance of prayer. Dear friends, don't neglect prayer. Oh, Daniel said here in verse 13, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand the truth. Oh, this vital privilege of prayer. You know, dear friends, our heart doesn't give it to us. Our heart will try to persuade us we are better than others. Well, dear friends, Daniel, you might say in one thing, he could have said within his heart, he was better than all those round about him in Babylon. But that didn't bring him deliverance, did it? We do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. Oh, we're all sinners. And dear friends, we shall live in the bondage of sin. because of the sin of our flesh all our days, that old man of sin ever here. There's only one way to come into the prevailing power, shall I put it, of the new man of grace. And that's through the knowledge, through the reception, through the power of the mercy of God, through the shed blood of Christ, made known within our heart. And dear friends, that power which is given us of the Spirit is to convince us of our sin, and then to lead to Jesus' blood. For only guilty sinners, whom the Holy Spirit has taught, will desire to know Christ and Him crucified. The wounds of Jesus for our sins. Dear friends, your prayer will be like this, won't it? O Lord, hearken. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not. Oh, dear friends, if we never come to such a time of pleading, the object of our first desire to be of this nature, then how shall we stand in the last day? Last night I had a dream, an unusual dream. I dreamt I was back at school and college. And there were several people who I'd known back in those days who appeared to be there with me. And I do not know the subject at that time, but I said to them, "When is the time of the examination?" And I was told it was tomorrow. And I wasn't prepared. I neglected my studying. I couldn't find my books. They were nowhere to be found. And you know, in your dreams you get into a panic, don't you, sometimes when things aren't right. And I knew that I neglected my studies. I hadn't given attention to that which I'd been taught. And so I would no doubt fail the examination. And I was in a sweat when I woke up. I thought of the last day, the last examination, when it's appointed to us all once to die. And after that, the judgment. Oh, if we've neglected the things of the Word of God, if we have deafened our ears, as it were, to them and hardened our heart, if we've said, "Oh, we will not have this one to rule over us," and we've gone our own way and done that which is right in our sight, and then that day comes and we're not prepared. Oh, dear friends, we may be able to resit an examination in our education in this life. We shan't be able to resit this one in eternal. At the end of our days, when eternity is before us. I won't call it a pass or a failure. But, dear friends, it'll be very, very more serious than that. It will be eternal life or eternal damnation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Oh, the Lord, to put within us His Spirit. Spirit of truth, come down. Oh, is this to be our prayer, isn't it? Again and again and again. when we're tempted to stray, when we're tempted to leave the Word of God, when we're tempted to be overtaken by all the things of our daily lives, to turn aside from the way of truth, not to consider Him as we ought. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Make to me salvation known, and witness with the blood. And that's the essence of Daniel's prayer. He prayed for mercy. But dear friends, how he poured out his heart in confession. There was so much confession here, wasn't there? Because there was so much sin. This was the great mountain that had to flow down through the mercy of God. And like the mountain cast into the sea, so he needed all the sin to be cast, as it were, into the sea and be remembered no more. We have sinned. We've committed iniquity. We've done wickedly. We've rebelled. Departed from thy precepts and thy judgments. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. And so on and so forth. And all this evil is brought upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous. Now, dear friends, he has mercy. If the Lord brings you into distress, or perhaps a sorrowing way, a terrible way, because of your sin, that he may be righteous unto you. What do I mean? That he may call you by grace. That he may draw you with his love. For his chastening, his solemn dealings, dear friends, to his people are in love. They have a purpose. To bring you humbly to his feet. Confessing your sin. All this evil is come upon us because of our sin. Dear friends, that was the grace of the Lord God for the salvation of your soul. Loving kindness have I drawn thee, because I've loved thee. Oh, you're a sinner. But I've made you feel the iniquity of your heart. I've used that tribulation. I've used that trouble. I've used that injury. I've used that sickness to bring you humbly to my feet. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know, dear friend, such a soul doesn't come there expecting to be cast away. That wasn't the nature of Daniel here, was it? Led by the Spirit, who was given understanding concerning the mercy and the grace of God. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against her. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness. Dear friends, that belonging of mercies and forgiveness was in the gift of his only begotten Son, whom he gave to bear the punishment of that iniquity and that sin, that there might be the shedding of blood for the pardon of sin, the shedding of innocent blood. An innocent one in the sinner's place, For without the shedding of that blood, there is no remission of sins. Daniel's praying for it in the Spirit. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Oh, that dear Son of God, made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, obedient to the Father's will, even unto death. Not my will, but thine be done. Bearing that iniquity, bearing that sin, all that sin. Tempted in all points, such as his people are, such as you are. You poor sinner, tried and in your captivity of sin, desiring this pardon and this liberty. Oh, this Jesus says, look unto me and be ye saved. All ye people of the earth, Jews, Gentiles, every kindred, time and tongue, young, old, boys, girls, men, women, whoever is exercised. To know their soul's salvation, look unto me, for there belong mercies and forgivenesses. And how do they come? No righteousness of their own, is there? You've got no righteousness of your own, you've only got those sins to be confessed. But righteousness belongeth unto thee, says Daniel. Righteousness belongeth unto God through the gift of his Son, who hath wrought out that righteousness, in that the price of sin has been paid, justice has been satisfied, the guilt can now be completely removed. And those for whom Christ died are made righteous. He made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, dear friends, what a gracious doctrine. What a gracious law. The law of grace, that where sin abounded, grace doth much more abound. Oh, for this view by faith and the laying of our soul before him in humble confession. And dear friends, you don't want to go empty away, do you? It's, oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hearken and do. You want the answer. You know, dear friends, Daniel obtained the answer if we'd have further read in this chapter. Why, the angel of the Lord came and spoke to him and talked with him. And he showed him that his prayer was answered. Jerusalem, as he was praying for here, would be restored. And the blessing of God would be upon it. Oh, David knew that, didn't he? When he prayed, well, it was the answer to his prayer. Psalm 23. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That righteousness which is the gift of his Son to pay the price for sin. That he may establish that righteousness, the law having been fulfilled. My righteous servant, he shall justify many. And that publican who came, God be merciful to me, a sinner, pouring out his heart. He went down to his house justified, saved, made righteous. His sins blotted out. Who remembered no more. Christ, the Son of God, standing between that sinner and Almighty God, with those garments dyed in blood, the travail of his soul, 'tis he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. Oh, dear friends, that great mercy. Dear friends, this is the way to everlasting life. There is no other. Oh, I trust you're exercised by it. Do continue in prayer. Daniel repeated again and again, didn't he, hear the confession of his sin? He repeated again and again the mercies of God. Dear friends, this was a prayer of faith. Believing views. Believing views, as we might say, of the Son of God, through whom the mercy of God flows. That even though they had rebelled, they trespassed, they transgressed, they disobeyed, that blood of Jesus Christ blotteth out all sin for his namesake, who came to save his people from their sins. Oh, dear friends, when we pray, don't we, for Christ's sake. As Daniel prayed here, for thine own sake. That Satan may not have those whom he hath loved, whom Christ hath loved, whom the Lord hath loved, loved with an everlasting love. They may not be left in the hands of Satan. They might not be left in the hands of their own evil heart, but translated, transformed into those made like unto the Son of God, through faith in Jesus Christ. Dear friends, that's the nature, isn't it? That's the subject of our urgent prayers. Lord, be merciful to me. Pardon me, a sinner. And dear friends, in that last day, we won't call it the day of examination, it's the day of judgment, when those books will be opened and all those things that we have done and transgressed will be opened, and we shall be judged in according to what we have done. Yes, call it an examination if you wish. Our hearts examined and by the word of God, we shall be found guilty, sinners, worthy of damnation. But we shan't be judged through what we have done. The judgment will be through what Christ has done to pay the price for our sin. And that name, our name, found in that other book we read of in the Revelation. All were cast into the lake of fire except those whose names were found in the other book, the book of life. That book which had been sealed up with seven seals. But the Lamb of God, the slain Lamb, that blots out all transgressions and loves his people freely. Dear friends, he prevailed to open the book. And there the names for all he died were recorded there. Oh, come, thou blessed of the Father, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. There's no failure there. There's only that glorious success through the shed blood of Christ. Dear friends, this is something that concerns us each. I don't want any of you to come short of a great concern regarding your soul. Oh, may the Lord pour out his Spirit and cause you to cry as Daniel, to give you understanding concerning your sin, and that there is a day, this day appointed, when he pours out his Spirit and causes you to cry, yes, give me Christ, or else I die. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God. Oh, dear friends, how solemn if we die and know nothing of this way. Some of you do know it, don't you? You know the blessing of the Lord. You've testified of it. You've spoken of it before others as you should. But, dear friends, you still feel bound, don't you? There's still much that binds you. Oh, Satan is a mighty foe, seeking whom he may devour. You still find that iniquity working, perhaps even more so in your heart. Of course, Satan would stir it up. And then there's all that grief and sorrow at the things which are contrary to the honour and glory of God. Not within, not only within, but without, the abominations that are done in the land. Oh, the sad decline of the Church of Christ in this day. The error and false doctrine that seems to have come in so many, what we call professing churches. And we fear that the days are short when there'll be no real profession. No real profession in our nation, or maybe in the world. Oh, may the Lord give us the spirit of Daniel to lay all these things before the Lord, to set our face unto the Lord, to seek by prayer and supplication, with fastings, sackcloth and ashes, setting aside the things which are for our earthly good and laying these concerns before the Lord. Oh, we think of the prayer of Abraham when the Lord was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. How he pleaded with the Lord, supplicated his grace that even for a few souls that he would yet have mercy upon those two sinful towns. The Lord said he would. Not for those 10 souls would he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, dear friends, how we need to plead for the Lord yet in his wrath to remember mercy and to hear the prayers, to hearken and to do, to bestow yet more times of his loving compassion and tender mercies upon our nation, upon the churches, that there may be a restoring of the truth as it is in Jesus, published upon his word, published, that send out more ministers of the gospel that are founded firm and fast on the sacred word of truth to speak what they've known, handled and felt. Dear friends, there'll never be a time when there is no need for prayer, will there? It is time for us to seek the Lord, personally and collectively. Daniel's prayer was heard. There was a putting away of the captivity. There was a restoring of that which was the honour and glory of God. And there's a returning of his people to serve him in the place where the Lord had appointed. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God. For thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Dear friends, what a mercy, isn't it? If you are called by the name of the Lord. Oh, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that ye should be called the sons of God. Without blot, without blemish, without the taint of sin, completely cleansed in the blood of Christ. To those, dear friends, he says, fear not. I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And dear friends, the Lord watches over his people throughout all their days, in troubles and in joys, tribulation, sorrows, thanksgiving, all that is in your pathway, he causeth it to come. And there's a purpose in it. And there was a purpose in this captivity, wasn't there, of Judah and Jerusalem. That they might come again to the honour, to giving the honour and glory of God. Dear friends, may your pathway, whatever it is tonight, perhaps you're bound by some trouble, some, as well as your sin. Perhaps you're being overcome by something which you greatly fear, that it will destroy your faith, separate you from the hope in the Lord, and cause you to doubt that there yet is a God. The Lord bring you to understanding that all our times are in his hand, and he worketh all things together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Dear friends, if you're come this night needing this precious Saviour, then there's the purposes in it, isn't it? That you will hear his voice, be amongst the redeemed, the Spirit of grace to be poured out upon you, that you may look upon him whom you have pierced, and then to mourn over him, for that suffering, yet to put away your sin, to know the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. And they that are plunged in that fountain, dear friends, they lose all their guilty stains. The Spirit of grace and of supplications, the Spirit given to Daniel. Dear friends, may this be upon you each. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Just one thing in closing. Church at Thessalonica, they turned from idols under the power of the word of God. He came to them not as word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And they received it not as the word of man, but as the word of God. And this entering in of the word, this entering in by the power of the Spirit, caused them to turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. What a truth that is, isn't it? He that hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ, deliver you from the wrath to come. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pocock on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close by singing hymn number 384. 384. Regard, great God, my mournful prayer. Make my poor trembling soul thy care. For me in pity undertake, and save me for thy mercy's sake. Hymn 384.
Thank you.
Lord, do hear the prayer of our closing hymn. For we can put beneath it, Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, hearken and do. Defer not. Lord, the prayer of each heart that has poured those words out before thee. Oh, do bestow upon them the fruit of thy righteousness, their pardon sealed, their peace with thee, and bless them, Lord, with the knowledge of thy saving grace. So, Lord, as we depart, oh, may we be able to say it has not been in vain that we've been up to the house of the Lord. Pardon, Lord, all that has been said amiss, but bless thine own word. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost ever abide with us. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.